Hare Krishna. So the real class very shortly will be given by His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj. He will be speaking about the birth and appearance of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'll give some introductions some aspects of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's life, asking for the blessings of all the Vaishnavas here, especially all the disciples of Srila Prabhupada, for their blessings, so I can say something about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu that would inspire all of us to surrender more and more to Him and His mission. I'll begin with something from over 50 years ago, Prabhupada speaking in Hawaii, where the temperature must have been very different, in 1969, in March. And he writes as follows. Well, he doesn't write, he speaks as follows. So he says, so we have come to that spiritual platform. We have to give up this sense gratification process. And that is the teaching of Lord Chaitanya. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu practically demonstrated how to adopt that life of pure sense gratification or pure utilization of the senses. He said, Jivera Sarupahoi, Krishna Nityadas. The same thing what Krishna taught in the Bhagavad Gita. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu taught also in this Bhagavad Dharma teaching. And practically he showed how to do it. This is his special mercy. That's Srila Prabhupada speaking in 1969, well before perhaps many of us were even born, in Hawaii on Gopurnima Day. I was looking at the picture there of Sadbhuj, and it reminds me, and the Sadbhuj picture is of course Ramananda Roy. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, who was the chief priest for the king, he looked at Chaitanya and he showed him his Sadbhuj form, six-arm formed. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya immediately composed 108 verses there and then when he saw Lord Chaitanya in this form. And one which we know of the 108 verses is Namo Mahavadinyaya Krishna Prema Pradayate Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namni Gore Tvise Namaha. So Sarvabhauma, he just composed that verse immediately upon seeing the Sadbhuj form of the Lord. So just looking at that picture, of course, Krishna, he is coming as Leela Purushottam. And because he has such sweet pastimes, loving pastimes with his devotees. And what does he leave behind? His teachings in the form of the Gita. And you also see Lord Ram with the bow and arrow. And he's known as Maryada Purushottam. And he leaves behind an example for everyone to follow. There are no teachings of Lord Ram, no book of any sort. The Ramayana is really the history. But Lord Ram himself doesn't give any teachings like Krishna gives the Gita. But he is the example. Whereas Lord Krishna's example you couldn't follow because it was Leela Purushottam. It's his pastimes. You can't imitate those pastimes. And then finally you see the Kamandalu and the Sannyas staff. And that's Lord Chaitanya. And he's known as Audarya Purushottam, which means the most munificent, the most merciful personality. And he left behind the easiest process of how to go back to the spiritual realm. And he inverted the Maha Mantra and he said, now it is for everyone. And the kirtan that he gave, from kirtan it became Prem Kirtan. That if you chanted and you danced, you would get love of God. So that's what he left behind. We'll fold our hands and have some prayers before we speak anymore. Om Jnanati Mirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Jena Tasmai Si Gurave Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobishtam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam rupa kadamayam dadati swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Padakamalam Sri Gurum Vaishnavamscha Sri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunatam Mitam Tam Sajivam Sadvetam Sarvadutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Padan Sahagana Lalita Shivishakavitamscha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatapate Gopesha Gopika Kantha Radha Kantha Namostute Tapta Kanchana Gaurange Radhe Vrindavanishwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priyai Vancha Kalpatarubhyascha Krupa Sindhu Bhayevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prastaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvasesha Shunyavadi Paschata Deshatarine Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Prabhupada, when he was in Vrindavan once, he was speaking about cooking and how Lord Chaitanya would have big feast with all the devotees. So whilst he was speaking about this, because feasts are a big part of Vaishnava festivals, if there is no feast at the end, it's not a festival. So Prabhupada was speaking about how quickly he could make a feast. And his godbrother, who was with him, Bhagatji, and they were discussing the feast. And Prabhupada was complaining why they are taking so long to make this feast, because the feast hadn't come out yet. And Bhagatji said, there are so many preparations and so many devotees here that it takes a long time to make a feast. So Prabhupada said, no, I can make a feast for 500 people in 45 minutes. And Bhagatji said, you mean just khichdi? He said, no, full feast I can make in 45 minutes. And Bhagatji said, it's impossible. And Prabhupada said, do you want to bet on it? Jai Sisi Radha Gokulananda Ki. And Prabhupada then carried on to speak about how in the Chaitanya Charitamrita, devotees would eat up to their necks, because this was such a great form of purification to take prasadam in the right consciousness, he said to Bhagatji. And then Prabhupada said, he came back and said, do you want to bet? Prabhupada then put down on the table 1,000 rupees and said, do you want to bet? And Bhagatji said, Prabhupada, whichever way the wager is, I know I will lose. And Prabhupada said, what do you mean, Bhagatji? He said, if I make the wager and I win, you'll ask me for a donation. So I will not win, whichever way it is. And if you win, you'll take the donation. So Prabhupada then said, yes. He said, I was a Calcutta businessman. So he said, but Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would have feasts all the time and they can be made very quickly. Why are they taking so long to make the feast? So our great fortune, I'm thinking this morning, was that Krishna, he appears once in the day of Brahma. As we all know, 28th millennium of the 7th Manu, that's every 8.64 billion years. Krishna, he comes. And the same time he comes, Lord Chaitanya, he comes. Every 8.64 billion years. So we are fortunate that Krishna, he came just 5,000 years ago. We're more fortunate because Lord Chaitanya, he just came 500 years ago. And we are the most fortunate because Prabhupada, he came only 100 years ago. So my thinking on this was that if you can't make it back in this day of Brahma, I don't know which other day of Brahma you will choose. You won't really have this triple effect. Krishna, Chaitanya and Prabhupada. When can you get such a combination? So, Mukunda Maharaj tells a story back in 1966. Because many people don't accept Lord Chaitanya as God. So at that time in 66, one Indian man had come to see Prabhupada and he said, "Swamiji, I'm going to see Bhagwan. Bhagwan has come." So there was a supposed incarnation of God that had come to New York. And he said, "I'm going for darshan of Bhagwan." So Prabhupada said, "Offer my respects to Bhagwan." So the man went. A few days later, that man came back to New York and he had come for darshan. But so when Prabhupada saw him, he said, "So how was your darshan with Bhagwan?" And the man said, "He did not come because he had to go to the dentist." So Prabhupada said, "We do not believe in this Bhagwan that has to go to the dentist." And then he spoke of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, that this is the real Bhagwan that exists. So it's interesting that, of course, we know Suvarnavana Hey Mango Varangas Chandangandadi Sanyasi Krit Chamashanto Nishta Shanti Parayana Mahabharat. And then everything from Srimad Bhagavatam, Chaitanya Charitamrita, Atharva Veda, there are so many quotations of who that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is, non-different from Krishna. He's coming. And when Prabhupada was translating his books, he would often call in his servants and tell them something that he doesn't generally speak about in his lectures and so on, bless them and so on. So all the servants knew that if you're outside, Prabhupada may call you in. So they were always wondering. So one time, Harikesh Prabhu, he tells the story of how he thought, "It's 2 o'clock in the morning. If I make some noise, Prabhupada will call me in and tell me something." So he started shuffling desks around, papers around, everything around, moving it all around. So Prabhupada called him in and he said, "What is this noise that you're making?" So he was taken aback. He thought Prabhupada was calling me for some amazing revelations or something. And then he said to Harikesh, he said, "You have to be very quiet." He said, "You're making all this banging and noise." He said, "Do you not know, do you not understand that I'm writing these books and I have to choose every word very carefully because these books will stand for the next 10,000 years. So that's where that conversation is from. He tells Harikesh, "These books will stand for the next 10,000 years. I'm choosing every word very carefully. So don't make all this noise." I often wondered where that came from. It was from Harikesh, making all that racket. And Just on another note, when Prabhupada was in India, one young Indian boy had seen Prabhupada with all the devotees chanting in procession. And he saw them all dancing in ecstasy, and he couldn't quite see Prabhupada fully. But he heard Prabhupada in a pandal say something, but he couldn't see him because it was so far away, he was hearing him a little. So he became so impressed with Prabhupada because Prabhupada was speaking about Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had come, and he had predicted that in every town and village the holy name will be heard. So this young Indian boy thought, well, the person who's fulfilling that prediction is Prabhupada. So I've got to go and meet him. So he started to follow him, and finally he tracked him down to Gorakhpur, where Prabhupada had gone to see Hanuman Prasad of the Poda institution. So finally, when he got to Gorakhpur, he asked, where are all the devotees staying? So they pointed him to one hotel where they were all staying. So this young boy went there, and when he arrived, he saw an old man sitting at the desk of the hotel, and he said, I want to see Swami Prabhupada. So the old man who was sitting on the desk said, well, you can't see him because he's not here. And why do you want to see him anyway? He said, because he was giving a lecture and he was saying Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God. And he was quoting all the different scriptures. And I thought, no one in India is saying this except him. And he was saying how the holy name will be heard in all the towns and villages. And I was thinking, he's the only person that's doing this. So the old man who was sitting on the desk, he said, well, do you believe Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is God? And the young Indian boy said, yes, of course he's God. And the old man said, he's not God. He's a devotee of God, but he's not God. So a huge argument ensued, whereby the young Indian man kept on saying, no, Chaitanya is God. And the old man said, no, he's not God. So it became so loud, pitched, that all of a sudden all the devotees came running down. And the young boy who was there arguing with the old man became so heated that he said to him, Chupre! Chaitanya is God! Chaitanya Bhagwan hai! So when all the devotees arrived, they all started paying their respects to the old man on the desk, because the old man was Prabhupada. And Prabhupada was playing the devil's advocate with this young boy. And then Prabhupada said, he has understood that Chaitanya is God. He is qualified. I will initiate him. And he initiated him, and that was our Radha Govinda Swami. So that's who he initiated. Practically within days in Gorakhpur, initiated him. So that was how he had the introduction to Chaitanya. So going from there, of course, we were speaking about all these different things. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is predicted in all the scriptures, and practically even Jayapataka Swami quotes how Prabhupada is predicted in the scriptures as well, as the Senapati, the general in charge of the army of Chaitanya, who'll take this message to every corner. And no one else did that. So that was the discussion that Radha Govinda Swami had with Prabhupada, that I can see that you're also predicted. Chaitanya is predicted and you're predicted as well. And then Prabhupada at that time, he said, I was testing you to see if you will break and say, no, Chaitanya is just a devotee. He's not God. But he said, you have passed the test because you accepted. He said, not many people in India accept that Chaitanya is God. They will accept that he's a devotee, he's a saint, but they will not accept that he's God. Another little story I thought I'd tell here was how Prabhupada, he taught fearlessness because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Chaitanya was fearless when it came to the Chan Kazi. He did not care. He started the first civil defense movement. And he said that, and hence Prabhupada said, my name is also Abhay Charan, one who is fearless. He said Bhakti Siddhanta had given that name, Abhay Charan. So he said, we have to remain fearless. So whilst he was sending different devotees to different places, one afternoon he called Brahmananda and he called Pushta Krishna and he said, I want you both to go to East Pakistan to go and preach there. So they both went. And of course, straight after they went, there was the partition, there was the riots, and there was a border closure there from East Pakistan, Bangladesh, whole variety of upheavals. So Prabhupada immediately sent a telegraph to both of them that immediately leave East Pakistan and come back. It is very unsafe. But they never got the telegram because there was no way to get it. So Prabhupada was very frantic and very concerned for both of them, and he was asking because he saw in the papers that some Americans had been killed in Bangladesh. So Prabhupada became very sad, very, very sad. And then of course, the Pakistani army, what they were doing, they were taking off anyone who looked like a Hindu off the buses and trains who were trying to cross the border and gunning them down. That's just historical. So, I mean, here you have a target, Brahmananda, who's huge, can't really hide, big seeker, thick neck beads, and Pushta Krishna, both sitting on the bus, crossing the border. And the army pulled them both off the bus. And they said, you are Hindus, we are going to kill you. So they put them against the wall. And they were about to execute both of them. And Brahmananda said to Pushta Krishna, take your bead bag out. He said, chant, we're about to go back home, back to Godhead. Fearless, totally fearless, totally surrendered to Prabhupada. Of course, the army had a bit more sense. They realized these are Americans. If we kill them, there'll be a huge problem here. So they didn't do anything. And they put them back on the bus and sent them back. And Prabhupada was so relieved when they came back. And Prabhupada noted, he said, you have become fearless. This is because of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, nothing else. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu makes us very fearless in what we want to do. So on Gopunima, we can pray to Lord Chaitanya to make us fearless in whatever it is that we are fearing. He can help us to overcome it. May not be that we want to go to Pakistan to distribute any books. Might just be a fear of something else. Could be simple thing, fear of driving, fear of this, that, fear of devotees, fear of death. So we can ask him to make us fearless. The devotees in Australia, when they were doing Harinam, they were arrested and they were all taken to jail. And but they were fearless. They carried on chanting in the jail. And then all of a sudden they had all the prisoners chanting in unison. In the next 1 hour they were released and taken out of the jail. And they said, you're more dangerous inside than outside. So they were told to leave. That was an interesting pastime I read about on that. Bhadri Narayan Swami tells the story of the famous gathering or when Prabhupada arrived in Atlanta in 1975, when Prabhupada breaks down and he's choked and he's speaking about Lord Chaitanya. You probably heard that lecture. If you haven't, looked that one up. It's his arrival address in Atlanta. And the temple room is crammed, packed, it's full. And Prabhupada had been traveling and he'd been to Miami, Caracas, Mexico City, all of these places. And wherever he would go, he would comment that I can smell fresh paint. Because wherever he was going, people were just decorating all the rooms to make sure when Prabhupada arrived, it looked clean. And Prabhupada then would say, I have been to all the temples now in ISKCON, but this is the best temple. Wherever he would go, he would say that to them. And all the devotees would be, Hari Bol! So, and when he got there, there were large Gaur-Nitai deities. And Prabhupada was sitting on his Vyasasana, he was looking at these Gaur-Nitai deities. And whilst he was looking at them, he saw that all the devotees were very enthusiastic. And then he gives his famous address where he said, Lord Chaitanya is very kind. And then he says, Lord Krishna demands surrender to me, but Chaitanya does not demand. He is so kind. And then Prabhupada starts weeping. You don't hear anything else after Prabhupada, it's just weeping and weeping. And then he says, so take shelter of Lord Chaitanya and be happy. That was all he is asking, he says. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. So that's an interesting lecture if you're looking to hear that one, Atlanta 1975. And Prabhupada said, nobody could escape the flood of Lord Chaitanya's mercy. He devised tricks and means to drown everybody in the flood of love of Godhead. And then Prabhupada said, you are very fortunate that you are now connected to the Sankirtan movement. If we do our best to avoid offenses, we can expect Krishna's mercy, he said. All you have to do is remain Krishna conscious. He ends on that note. There was recently one, they found a new entry in Prabhupada's diary, as they do every now and then. And it's from February 1966, where he had done some recording of the Hare Krishna chanting. So he came back and he wrote this in his diary. He said, today we chanted Hare Krishna. We found so many American boys and girls attracted to Hare Krishna. Haridas Thakur had told Lord Chaitanya that the holy name is so attractive that it will attract even animals and bees and birds. Today, seeing these American boys and girls chanting, I can see that Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's prophecy is getting fulfilled. Then Srila Prabhupada writes, this is definitely not my credit. This is the mercy of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Srila Prabhupada was very conscious that this glorification of the holy name and the preaching of Krishna consciousness is going on by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. And so that's an interesting little entry that they found. Today is the appearance day of Gora, as we say, so a little acronym, I always throw one of them in. How can we remember Lord Chaitanya? Gora, G-A-U-R-A. Geez, Lord Chaitanya was generous. He didn't discriminate. Everyone. A, he was affectionate. His affection for Radha Krishna, but equally his affection for all the Vaishnavas. He was always there. U, he was unassuming. Prakashananda Saraswati just melted because he thought, how can this person be a sannyasi? He's so unassuming. R, he was so renounced. And A, he was attractive. Jiva Goswami in his teaching says that the biggest weapon Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had was his attractiveness, that wherever he went, people became so attracted to him. To conclude before Maharaj speaks, the mood of Dainyata of Lord Chaitanya, of feeling utterly unqualified, and also appreciating other Vaishnavas. And if we look at the Chaitanya Charitamrita, who did Lord Chaitanya? He delivered everyone. From the wealthiest, Raghunath Das Goswami, who was a billionaire at that time, to the most influential, Rupa and Sanatan, ministers in the government. So he was to the Prime Minister, to the Finance Minister. But he didn't stop there. He started the process where other billionaires in the future will all drown, other ministers, prime ministers, they all drown in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's philosophy. But he didn't stop there to the drunken, Jagai and Madai. Everyone in between Jagai and Madai and Rupa Goswami and Sanatan Goswami, anyone in between, he delivered everyone. But he didn't stop there. Great scholars like Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Prakashananda Saraswati, the great Mayavadi. But he even delivered Vasudev the leper. So even if someone had offended everyone and become a leper, so even if you're offensive, Lord Chaitanya delivered you. So in browsing through the CC, I was thinking, my God, such a vast type of individuals that Chaitanya delivered. But he didn't stop there, did he? Because he went and into the Jarakanda forest and he said, let's not leave the animals alone. He delivered all of them. He slapped the tiger and the tiger started chanting Hare Krishna in the tiger's language. So he didn't even stop there. And he gave Krishna prem regardless of who people were. And he said for the next 10,000 years, or the prediction is there, that Krishna consciousness will spread everywhere. So that's Mahaprabhu has set that in motion. So by delivering one Raghunath Das Goswami, Lord Chaitanya has planted the seed to create a situation that future billionaires will be delivered. By delivering one Jagai and Madai, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has planted the seed that in the future, wholesale Jagai and Madais, millions of them will be delivered. Prabhupada was giving a lecture and he told the story of Jagai and Madai. And he said, Lord Chaitanya and Lord Nityananda delivered one Jagai and Madai, but today, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya, we are delivering wholesale Jagai and Madai. So that's the greatness of Prabhupada. And then, by delivering one Gopal Chappal, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu planted the seed for future deliverance of all offenders. So everyone has hope that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered everyone. So on this day of Gopurnima, let us bathe our consciousness in Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and his great mercy. And let us become flooded with that mercy so we can also do something amazing in helping Prabhupada in this mission. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will request His Holiness Chandramouli Maharaj now to come and speak. Hare Krishna.